One thing we've heard some conversation about, we heard it before the actual bill came to the floor, and we, really through the entire process, has kind of been a, that question kind of at the fringe. And a few more folks have been asking the question since the defeat of the bill last Thursday. The idea of, is now the time, or are we approaching the time where no longer should food stamps, the nutrition title, be a part of the overall farm bill?
You have to look at the environment I am in, the nature of the membership, set the party labels aside. Better to describe them as conservative or liberal. Describe them as rural or urban or suburban. If you split the two bills apart, if you take the two concepts, if you break the bill up into pieces, maybe that's a better way to put it. I can't imagine very many Republican votes for a nutrition reform bill. And in the way the law works right now, those programs just keep right on going, unreformed, unrepentant. They just keep right on going. By the same token, many of my members from more urban and inner city districts only tolerate farm policy because it's attached to the social nutrition programs. I don't think you can pass a farm bill without some incentive from our friends who live outside of rural America to vote with us. How many times have you heard me say in public that with the 2002 Farm Bill, it became nutrition, it became a commodity title, and it became a conservation bill? If we don't have that three-legged stool, we can't get by on one leg by ourselves. If when you look at the so-called political activist groups on the East Coast, the paid mercenaries, they don't want a Farm Bill, and that's why they advocate these things. This is the best way to kill the farm safety net, is split us up, chop us up, and cause us to wilt and die.
So the conservation lobby, that if you had conservation and commodities and the research and some of those titles, that would still not be enough of a coalition.
It would not be, and I'll go one step further and say, watching and working to whip this bill, I had a number of groups who were whipping on dairy, or they were whipping on sugar, or they were whipping on conservation compliance, or they were whipping on this or whipping on that. They were so vested and consumed by their own little slice of the bill that they forgot to whip on final passage. And it didn't matter whether they won or lost their little slice. If the bill didn't have 218 votes, it was all for naught on that day. So shame on some rather substantial groups around the country who put their own pet projects ahead of the best interest of the country and rural America as a whole by not focusing on final passage with at least as much enthusiasm as they were attacking or defending certain subsets of the bill.